Estelle's going to watch this and be like, oh no, I let her loose.
Sorry, Estelle.
Hi, and welcome to Literary Hype. I am Stephanie, your literary hype woman. Today's guest is not an author, but she is very heavily involved in book world. Her name is Dana, and she is on the marketing and publicity team for Forever, which is an imprint of Hachette. So she is very well versed in what it takes to get a book into our hands, what it takes to make us want a book. Dana invited me to come to the Hachette offices in New York City while I was there and hang out and get to know each other a little bit better and to record this conversation and kind of show readers a little bit of the behind the scenes of getting these books out. So here's my conversation with Dana from Forever. First off, thanks for inviting me to visit you here at the Hachette offices. This is super exciting. Every bookworm's dream to go to a publishing office.
Thank you for joining us.
What's it like for you as a bookworm to get to do this every day?
Oh, it's definitely a dream come true. I wish I could just sit and read all day, but that is not the job.
I mean, that is a common misconception of like, oh, if you work in publishing, you're just reading all day. So what is a typical day like for you?
Oh, it depends if I'm here in the office. We spend 2 days here usually and then 3 from home. So it's definitely rolling up on the computer, checking all my emails. We run our social media platforms through our marketing and publicity side. So making sure the content is contenting, you know, kind of checking in with authors, following up on interview requests like this.
Thanks for being so great with giving me interviews, too. I love it.
Planning events, following up with mailing books, various things.
So not a whole lot of reading.
No, that happens at night, in between, in the morning.
So it's like an off hours reading.
Or audiobooks during the day.
Yes, audiobooks save lives.
They do.
So you talked about events, and that is one of the most popular questions that I got from my followers before when I told them I was coming to talk with you, is how do you guys go about selecting what cities, what bookstores, what authors to send out on tour, and how do you arrange all of that?
Ooh, events are fun and really rewarding when you've finished it. But they're super tricky in terms of planning. A lot of times it's based on where an author lives and where their community is. So sometimes it's like this author has a lot of family or they're from a certain city, so we're likely to kind of bring them there. Or sometimes like booksellers are super big champions of an author. I would say like Novel Neighbor in St. Louis, they're great.
My people.
Loving books and being like, you should send the author here. But sometimes it's just we love a certain store and we think it's a great market for the author to visit. And sending authors on tour, I would say tours are really expensive. So it's not something that we do all of the time, but it's really fun when we get to tour an author and send them different places. Sometimes like authors have Facebook groups and their readers will be like, come here. And if we listen, if enough people say that, like I think Abby, we always poll her readers. We try to send her to different cities. So she's not always hitting up the same stores and making connections at different booksellers and people.
How do you decide which authors get to go on tour?
Well, I don't. I don't have that power. No.
Darn.
The budget decides. I don't decide the budget.
But you guys have a really great social media presence, especially with your influencers and your Forever friends, which I love being a part of, and your influencer group. And that's going through some changes. So what's it been like for you to see this group grow so big that you have to rethink how you're doing everything?
Oh, it's so valuable to see people, like the best email I ever get from any reader that is like in our program is like, you said that I would like this book and I did. And that to me is like, gosh, I closed the computer. I'm done. We're good.
I mean, and that's true. Like you really were out there promoting Forget Me Not by Julie Soto. And I read that in one sitting. I was going to read an hour and then go to the gym. And I did not. I forgot I cooked and went to bed with food waiting to be put away on the stove.
That's the best obsessive feeling.
So you guys know your stuff. And I love what you guys are doing. What has been kind of the craziest thing that's happened through the influencer program?
Man, so we attended Steamy LitCon in August, which was an incredible event. And it was so, like, lovely. Every time I got stopped by someone, it was like, "You're Dana from Forever." And I was like, "Yes, I'm Dana from Forever."
Do you feel like a celebrity at book events?
It did feel like that. But it was hilarious because so many people were like, "I know you from TikTok." And I was like, that's how you know me. Interesting. I make a fool of myself on there.
Don't we all, though? Like, that's what TikTok is for. It's for being an idiot on the internet and calling it fun.
I mean, it is fun.
I
get paid to do that.
And I am jealous of this. I need to work on this more so I can get paid to be stupid on the internet.
That is literally what people like say, like, "I'm just a person on the internet." Like, that's how I feel.
What got you into the publishing industry?
In high school, I was obsessively reading, like, the post-Twilight into the dystopian Veronica Roth, Hunger Games. I was that girl. I spent a lot of time in the library. And I had friends who were readers. Like, we're all nerds. But no one was, like, as obsessive as I was, which makes sense. If I like something, I will know everything about it. So I was reading just, like, so much. And no one else was at that level. So then I started a blog. And then through blogging, I ended up being, like, pitched by, like, publicists. And so it was so interesting to be like, oh, so, like, publishing's more than just an editor editing a book. There's, like, people who are, their job is to talk about the book. And that to me was like, I want to talk about the books. I didn't want to work on the books.
There's so many different aspects that go into creating a book, baby, and getting it out into the world. What for you is the most challenging part of your part of that process?
I would say, like, event planning, I think, is really, can be really challenging. There's so many moving parts all the time. But I think that's in general. I think the thing about publishing that maybe people don't realize is it's not like a linear thing. We are juggling books at different points of their little journeys. So it's like I could be planning stuff for a book that came out like a month ago, but also planning stuff for a book that comes out 6 months from now, or talking about like the cover for a book that comes out a year from now. And all of that's just, like, noodling in here. It's real fun.
How do you keep it all straight? Because, like, I read a lot and trying to keep it all straight just as long as I get a review up. But you have to keep things straight in your head on books for a longer time. How do you do that?
Compartmentalizing. I think if I really need to be talking about a book, sometimes I'll be like, what were their names? I don't know. There's just too many of them.
Yes. It's like whenever somebody asks you, like, what's your favorite book is, it's instant, like, I've never read a book in my life. What's a book?
Where's Goodreads?
I literally will pull out Goodreads in the store when I have somebody ask me for a recommendation. I'm like, okay, I got to look because I don't remember what I read anymore. But what is a brain?
Don't have one.
Well, and anybody who's seen you on the social media, in the Forever group or on the sneak peek chats, we all know that you love historical fiction.
I do.
You are the historical fiction champion. What is it about that specific subgenre that you love so much?
Cool. I think I've always kind of been really enamored with, like, England and the monarchy, better or worse. And so I think I was always striving to find that, like, I was always striving to find romance when in my, like, early reading, and that was what compelled me into, like, oh, so this is actually what I want. I don't want anything else, but just want the romance. And I think, like, I read Jane Eyre really young, I read Jane Austen really young, and it was like, love this, but I just want the couple. And then I, like, historical romance was always super intimidating because it's like you go to Barnes and Noble and there's like shelves and shelves of like giant series and so many different authors, and it's like, how do you start? And then I read like a Tessa Dare. And then from there it was just like, well, who does Tessa like? And then I ended up with Sarah McLean, and I read like Joanna Shoup, and from there, like, it's pretty recent for me, like in the past maybe 5 years, but I fell down the rabbit hole real quick.
Don't we all, though? What is a reader if not someone who knows how to effectively fall down rabbit holes repeatedly? Just like you get an obsession. Like we were just talking before we started filming about wanting vampire books to come back.
Many a vampire book to come back.
So please write more vampire books, people. We want them.
Give me a vampire. I'm working a campaign for the editors. They know.
What's it like getting the relationship like with the editors for you on the marketing side versus the editing side, and how do you guys work together?
I think like any workplace, it's like we are in different departments, but we interact so much because like any book, the editor is kind of like the project manager in a sense. So like at a certain point, it becomes kind of handed off to us, but they're still like the author's go-to person because they were their first person. So they're kind of involved and kind of really help with communication to authors sometimes if something happens. So it's fun. You met Sam, who is an editor here, and we're really, really good friends. And those are like a really great, I can like be like, hey, Leah, I want this. Find it for me. Thank you. But they'll ask for our feedback on manuscripts sometimes to help champion the books in-house. And sometimes they'll be like, they'll ask, like, is this trending? Or do I just think it's trending? And I'm like, I think it's trending. I don't know.
Another really common question from the Literary Hype HQ group is kind of twofold. I'm going to combine it into one. It's the, what is the best advice for an author who wants to get published? And also, what is the best advice you have for someone who wants to go behind the scenes and work in publishing on that side of things?
Well, I think it's honestly the same advice. It's making connections in a genuine way. I think with authors, regardless of like where you are in the stage of publishing, like having friends is invaluable. I think if you're a New York Times bestseller and you recommend a book, I'm going to read that if I like your books. So it's like those, if they're genuine, like I think about Julie and Allie, right? They like knew each other from their fanfiction time, but they're genuinely such good friends. And I think Julie is such a great example of like someone who's just like so excited to cheer other people on. And Allie, I think, is a similar way. And I think that having a community is so important. If you're like, you got a bad trade review, like, and to have a community to just get you, it was so upsetting, but like in the DMs, you know, or like having someone come out for an event because they love you and they want to support you. Like that's so important. And then I think if you're wanting to get into publishing, a lot of times things fall into place in like really weird and interesting ways. And I hate like that it's like, you have to know someone, you don't. But I think learning about publishing and like talking to people is always really great. Like I think my path, I fell into a job because a friend who I'd interned with recommended me for a job they couldn't take. And then it was funny because someone who I had interned for, they were my supervisor, knew the person who was hiring and had recommended me because they were schmoozing at a party. And then I fell into the job. I worked at NetGalley for 2.5 years. It was such a great learning experience. It was like my first like real job after college and interning. And then I worked at NetGalley and Estelle, who's my boss and the director of marketing publicity here at Forever, loves NetGalley. And she would tweet all the time about like tips for NetGalley members. And I was the voice of NetGalley on Twitter. So I knew her from there. And then we had emailed and I had went to an Abby Jimenez book event. And so we'd met in person. We both knew that we were big Disney people. So we would email back and forth. She'd ask, how was my trip? And so then the job came up here. And I remember sliding into her DMs just being like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm applying. She was looked very cordial. And then interviews and here I am. So not that I think I got the job because I knew her, but I think too, it's like, this job becomes so much about making connections, and who knows where I'll be from now, but I think it's just like being nice to people.
I mean, but books are a connection in and of themselves. Yeah. They bring readers together too. So it makes sense that being connected to other people who love books will help you out in the long run. This is a question I would not have thought of to ask, but Jessica from my Literary Hype group asked, what is the shortest book you've ever published or been part of the publishing for?
Like in length?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So Forever used to have a digital line called Forever Yours that was digital first back when, like, I think it started when, like, ebooks were a newfangled thing. And then we've slowly kind of dwindled those out. But we do occasionally publish novellas through there that will then be bound up. Usually this is like in mass markets. So in like of that I've read recently, Jeannie Chin's Small Town series, there is a, now I'm forgetting the title of it, but there's a novella that takes place between books 1 and 2, I believe. And it's a best friend. It's like her brother's best friend, which I'm a sucker for that trope. And she's like, he works in like the like a food pantry donation place that she works at, and just like has all the cute small town vibes. So that would be the closest one that I can like think of.
So you love a brother's best friend, but you don't like friends to lovers.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Make it make sense.
Okay, so I love the conflict of brother's best friend. So it's like, we can't be together because my brother wouldn't like it. As like, probably not great as that is. But like, there's something about that tension that does it for me. I also like sibling's best friend more than my best friend's brother. Because I'm like, don't ruin your relationship with your best friend. But siblings, they might be for life.
It's just, siblings, you kind of stuck with you.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
For better or worse.
So if someone is interested in getting a advanced copy of a book to review from you, what's the best way that they can go about doing that?
You can email us at readforever@hbgusa.com. Please put the title of the book that you're interested in, your address, and why you're excited for it. Links to where you review books are also super helpful. Thank you.
And the why you're excited is really important, because you guys get hundreds of requests. So if you really are excited about a book, you have to say why.
Yes.
Or else that you might get passed over for someone who is willing to tell about their excitement.
And also, if you are excited and you don't include your address, and I only have a couple of galleys at the moment, I'm going for the person who gave me an address.
Understandable. It's logistics. Make Dana's life easier.
Help me fill out a UPS form.
Help me help you get books. Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
What's your favorite book recently?
Oh, geez. I mean, I just read Bride in like a very short amount of time, and it is chaos in the best way.
I'm ready for Paranormal to be back, baby.
It's a ride. It's very Jacob-coded, if you're Twilight girly.
I'm an Edward girly.
There's some good in there for everybody. I really want this to be a series. Ellie, make it so.
Hi, friends at Berkeley. We have requests.
The last question I always ask, because this is literary hype, what books are you hyped about right now?
Oh, many things. So if we're talking about like forever and historical, we do have an upcoming book that comes out on January 23rd called Never Blow a Kiss by Lindsay Lovis. And this is a secret society of governess spies. Also, the hero, Chef Kiss, he is gone for this girl. Like, gone.
So good. We love to see it.
Yes. There's mystery and secrets and murder.
Ooh, and romance.
Yes. And romance. Love.
And murder go hand in hand.
They do.
In just a delightful way. And I don't know why I'm talking in an accent, but this is where we are right now. Oh my goodness. This has been so much fun getting to meet you in person and see the office and live every bookworm's dream. So thank you so much for inviting me and taking the time to do this.
Thank you for joining us. Now it's time for her to go get some free books.
The best part of the day. Thanks again to Dana for inviting me to the Hachette offices in the first place, because that was a dream come true. Every bookworm wants the experience of getting to shop in a publisher's bookroom, and that is something I will never forget. So thank you, Dana, for the free books. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the treats. Dana is absolutely wonderful. I'll be dropping some links so you can get some of my favorite books from Forever. Those are going to be in the show notes. If you enjoyed this conversation, don't forget to subscribe to the Literary Hype Podcast. and tell your friends about it. And maybe drop some stars while you're at it. Thank you so much for listening. I am Stephanie, the Literary Hype Woman, and this is the Literary Hype Podcast.